Ready?
Are you?
What the fuck?
Yay.
Yo.
What?
We are back.
What?
We're back. Just like River Sang Wild. River Sang Wild is back.
I know, they're back.
And we are back.
I don't even remember how to do this.
We should open up for River Sang Wild.
We should. What should it be? Like,
we'll just talk about gossip that's going on with River Sang Wild, of course.
No, there's do you know no the gossip.
Oh my god. Oh my god. Do you know even? Do you even realize who the drummer is in River Sang Wild? He's my son. And
that's your son.
My son is a male version of my wife, his mother. And gossip goes and gossip follows. It's so good and
so the
juicy.
Two of them must just sit there and
got. No.
Do they gossip to each other? Is that what you're saying?
Of Explain. Course. I'm sure they do. Like everybody gossips. You know,
we don't gossip.
Yeah. What do you think we do all day? We just do it.
People
with
set their stuff themselves up for it. They come in and say stuff. How are we not going to talk about them? Seriously.
I think I do gossip a lot, and I always told people, "Oh, I never gossip," but I never realized what I sound like or look like, and I gossip pretty much all day. You too. We both gossip all day, the entire time we're here. But it's like in a nudge.
It's innocent.
It's innocent and funny when we do it, right?
Right. Anything anybody says to us, we kind of keep on the DL between the two of us. Like we don't bring it up to the next person.
I think that's where that's the difference between what we do and what people that gossip do is they bring people into the loop, and it starts to spread.
It changes
like a disease.
It changes. It snowballs.
It
like if the original story isn't what it is at the end.
Yeah. What's so we were.
So we're like good.
We sound very tired. It's actually 5 o'clock at night. We both had a good 10 hours of rest after the River Sang Wild show last night.
Yeah.
We both were there.
Yeah.
And it was a rockin' show. Oh my god.
It was good.
It was so good.
Okay, that's it. That's all we got.
I got two sips in my coffee. Give me three sips and I'll wake up. But so there has been a little bit of a trail of gossip following the band around.
What?
I don't want to gossip, so I don't want to talk about it.
Well, you can't say there's gossip and not say what the gossip is.
I'm not a gossiper, but I'll start with that.
Let's rewind like 30
rewind.
Seconds. You just said you were you gossip all day long.
No,
and then
I
now
didn't.
You're saying you're not a gossiper?
I never said that. Let's rewind the tape.
Like everybody, rewind your tape at this moment in time.
Rewind.
And listen to what Tony said 30 seconds ago.
I mean, it's just like jumping on a train of love, like a love train.
That's one of their songs.
And so isn't Rewind.
Oh,
Rewind,
yeah.
What's Left of You is my favorite one. And I'm so proud of myself. I can actually say it without looking it up on my phone. Like, it's my favorite song. And I can't remember the name of it.
Okay.
Right?
I like The River.
The River's good. That's a single they just
like
put out.
I like when Harrison takes off on his little drum solo.
That's fun. I mean, but the whole band, when they're like, when
they're
going.
They're tight.
They're still tight.
Like a.
They're uptight.
Like a.
I saw Danny, who's the lead singer, took his beautiful Fender Stratocaster. And smashed it over Harrison's cymbal. Did you see that? And he did it like twice.
Yesterday?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I think you left.
Smashed it on purpose?
Like, no. Yeah. Like, he was so into what he was playing.
Oh.
He had so much energy that he couldn't, like, just release it in a normal fashion.
Is this
fashion.
The lead singer?
The lead singer, Danny. Yeah. He plays guitar.
He gets into it. He was
he totally does.
He was, like, in the zone. Who's
so
somebody there? Stops looking behind me.
Did you
hear
that?
Something?
I heard a car.
Was that your stomach?
It could have been. I'm on a diet, too. I have so many things going on right now. I don't need to be on a diet.
And if anybody's listening, the reason we haven't done a podcast is because Tony has lots of things going on.
I have bowel cancer.
Don't say that.
Nor McDonald.
No.
I have Nor McDonald.
He has... Is there a syndrome where you do too many things?
Yeah, you...
Besides,
you're a master of none.
ADD.
You're something of
many. Master of.
We're so stupid. We can't even think of that.
You're a jack of all trades and master of none.
Perfectly said. Yeah, that's me.
Oh, my God. Tony, you want to do a podcast? No, I'm making soap. Okay.
I'm a soap maker, too.
Because if I had a dollar every time I heard that excuse, all right.
Well, people...
And then there's...
You know what's weird? At the River Sing Wild gig last night, people came up to me and were telling me how much they love my soap, that have tried it, that were, like, happened to be there. And it's... And I'm like, I should set up a table next to their River Sing Wild table and just, like, sell soap t-shirt, like, my logo with t-shirts.
I'm like, t-shirts?
Chris, wait, I'm dying.
Wait. So you should get River Sing Wild like stamped in there.
Oh, I've thought of that, of getting a stamp made up.
Yeah.
But their logo is so, it's not really, it's not good to be on soap. Like my logo is like a circle.
People rub the River Sing Wild all over their body.
I know. I couldn't clean myself with band. I couldn't clean myself with my son's soap logo. Like my son all over it.
Your son's band.
My son's band.
In the shower with you.
Yeah.
All right.
But they're so good. And you guys didn't show up in the beginning. You came in like half an hour, I think, after they started. It was a very interesting show because Harrison has been kind of just like me, juggling a lot of stuff, and he's in multiple bands. And there's like this is where the gossip comes in. He's been kind of torn because one band just went down to Nashville, and another band is going to Memphis. Another blues band that he's in is supposed to go to Memphis soon,
right?
I think so. Yeah, I believe he's still doing that. And then River Sang Wild had to be put on hold, right? It just got quiet.
That's because I moved away.
Oh. So River Sing Wild was put on the back burner for a couple months, and that was like, you know, that was his first real love. Like, that was his first band, right? So, the long story short, you know, he started this band with his bass player and Danny called River Sing Wild.
Uh-huh.
All right. You can take a nap if you want while I tell this story.
Could you make it a little more interesting?
I'll change my tone.
Hey, they started a band and they were like way cool band. And then another band came along and then Harrison's like, you know what? We're gonna go play in that band. Then he took the bass player and Danny had to take 2 months off and get all rusty and be like, what the fuck? How come they don't wanna play with me? And then all of a sudden Harrison came back a couple months later and he's like, man, I don't know if I want to be with this band. And then he's like, you know what? Let's do a gig. And then that's where we show up.
And then we saw the gig. And I think it's pretty evident that, you know, his heart is with the band that we saw last night.
Right. So what's the gossip?
The gossip is that he hasn't told anybody. Mm-hmm. He's kind of like the only, you know, he's told us and like close people to him, but he's got to start telling the other people that, look, you know, I have to like dedicate myself to this band, and he can't, you know, and that's kind of like where he's at. And it's very stressful. I think it's for his stress level is pretty high because it's like a relationship, you know, and you don't want to hurt people's feelings.
Right.
So that's where he's at. And we're, you know, everybody has their opinion, including me, and I've told them and stuff, but now I'm backing off and he told me kind of like where his heart's at, and I'm happy for him, and I think he just needs to make a decision and do it, you know, and let's go River Sing Wild. I mean, come on. It was like such a great band. I'm not going to say anything bad about the other band or anything like that. I just know Harrison's heart.
He has to go where his passion lies.
His passion and his heart is with River Sing Wild.
Yeah, man. So fuck the other bands.
See,
you know, really. I mean,
if you were the drummer and you said that, you would have, you know, months ago, they would have realized, okay, he's not going to be our drummer, and he could have been happy by now. But Harrison is, he's trying to, like, make everybody happy, and he's going
to
piss everybody off.
That's the one lesson in life you have to learn, that you can't do that. You can't make everybody happy no matter what you do.
That's like a relationship,
right? You got to make yourself happy.
Like, people that are in relationships are, like, they'll be unhappy for a very long time before they get so tired of being in that situation. Eventually, they just blow up, and it's nasty.
It is. So it's just all about you.
I know. And I speak from experience. I've been with the same girl since high school.
So I have a lot of experience with that. There's nothing to compare to. But okay.
So how much experience do you have, with that, Chris? You probably have more than me.
What?
Relationships.
Oh, yeah. I've had a one or two.
A couple. Like, you can't count them all on, like...
They're all different, though. You know what I mean?
Yeah, you can count all of them on a hand.
Some
right?
are long, some are short.
A hand of a clock, baby.
What? What'd you say? What did you say?
The hand of a clock. Wait, there's only two hands on a clock. I'm so stupid. I can't even make a... I can't even zing somebody. I can't zing anybody. It's like I gotta go to school. Relearn stuff.
You have to take a lesson.
I'm done.
You can teach a class.
Yeah. So that was last night. You know, the River St. Wild. So I stayed up till, I don't know, I think we got home around midnight, maybe a little later.
Wow, that was late.
That was pretty late. I almost stayed up so late, I could have probably stayed up all night.
Really?
I was to that point. Like, I couldn't go to sleep when I got home because I was so pumped up. You know, when I see a really good show like that, it just makes me want to, like, rock and roll. And then
dance around
and dance
the house.
And jump on the couch like Tom Cruise.
Yeah, you just, okay.
So I was up wired. Kara, too, she was up. She, I guess, waited up to talk to Harrison. She had some stuff to talk about.
Oh, did he come to the house?
No, I think they just did a phone call.
Oh.
And so I just hope he takes care of it soon because... That other band is trying to get things going too, so they're going to need
him,
a drummer. You know,
you don't want to give them time to don't leave them stranded, but do what you got to do.
Sure, sure.
I told them, you know, they're going to be mad, but you know what? They're going to get over it.
But it's
like
not,
it's not going to kill the band.
What kind of mad? You know, he's worried about what kind of mad it is. I mean, disappointed is one thing, but if they get like
violent?
I don't think they're those type of people. They seem like really nice guys. I mean, they're very nice.
Yeah.
And we, you know, it's just I think they have a feeling already because before, you know how it goes, like before you have to like make a decision like that and let something go or let somebody go, there's signs like you stop hanging out or
but he maybe. Can't rely on that fact that they should have known.
But that's kind of like I think subconsciously that's what he's doing, or that's what people do, is that they say, I'm not going to say anything to them, but they give them signs and hope in like subconsciously that they're going to pick up on it and maybe just be like, dude, and confront him and then end it. You know, it's just
and that's
easier
how it'll start
it's
the conversation. Yeah.
And a little bit of that happened last night after they played. There was a couple people there that is friends with both bands. And I won't name names or anything, but there was, you know, some conversations about that very subject that we're talking about. Like, they get the feeling like Harrison's detached. And I don't mean to use my kid's name, but obviously this is who we're talking about.
I think you've been using his name all the past 25 podcasts.
Oh, I have?
It's not a secret.
Stop lying.
It's a secret. It's not a secret.
But you know who I'm talking about, the two people that were sitting
in close. Front of us?
Yeah, yeah. It was them. And I guess they had a conversation with the wifey and it seems like they are kind of like, you know, suspecting this. I mean, I just wanted to
come
out and
be
like.
He just needs to come and just say it.
He does, because I almost
once
said
he says
a few
it,
times.
He'll feel so much better and not so conflicted.
Yeah.
And then it is what it is.
He's going through a lot with it just by not saying anything.
That's what relationships, that's the problem.
I know.
You don't say anything. And then.
It's not because because you're malicious or anything. I just think sometimes you care too much about what everybody thinks.
Is your cord right plugged here. Into you?
Right here. That's you, and this is... Oh, I have the other cord.
Oh, I was going to say, we have two pink cords.
Me and Chris both have pink headphone cords. So
they're
she
very
got...
Very pretty.
Very confused.
I did.
She's like, why is my cord going into your ear?
I was hooked up to your ear set. You know, Matt's favorite... line from all of our is it not recording?
Yeah, it is.
Favorite line is do you need another pair?
I have two pairs of glasses, which will be
Tony puts
part
two pairs
two
of glasses
our segment.
On.
I have two pairs of glasses, and I actually use three ways of
condoms.
Vision. I have no glass, a situation where I wear no glasses, and then I have two other pairs of glasses that are different magnification for different things. I haven't gone to the doctor yet.
Somebody has to go to the eye doctor.
What were you saying about Matt? I mean, yeah, we can call him Matt, right? It's not his real name, though. Your husband.
Oh, yeah. What was I saying?
You're like, Matt is great at. No, and then you said, what's that thing coming out of your ear? It's pink.
I said Matt is great at.
I think you were about to say he was good at something. Computers.
There's so many things. It'll come back to me.
Farming. He would be a great farmer.
He would?
I could tell. Yeah, because he pays pays attention to like the fine details and keeps things simple.
Yeah.
Right?
No.
No,
he complicates everything.
Yeah, I was way off. I'd be a good farmer.
He likes to read into everything.
Oh, what would he be good at then?
It's my nose.
Damn.
Sorry. What would he be good at? I don't know. Yeah. He's good at like everything.
If he didn't do what he did now.
He would be good, mechanic.
Is he good with his hands? Like with machines and stuff?
Yeah.
Damn.
Yeah.
I bet he is.
Well, he did that in the Army.
He worked.
He worked on the.
You can say it.
On the.
The cannons.
Trucks. The cannons.
He worked on the cannons and put the balls.
I don't think we really have cannons anymore.
He put the balls in the cannons. Yeah.
No. But he is good. So anything mechanical he can do.
Like what?
I need an example. Fix shit. I don't know.
Fix shit that
fixes
used to run.
Shit.
Like a lawnmower?
Yeah.
Well, yeah, he works around he works on apartments, so he can like do drywall.
Oh yeah, he can do all that stuff, but he was also a mechanic in the Army.
Oh, you were serious about that?
Yeah.
Oh wow.
Yeah, I wouldn't lie about that.
Wow.
Yeah, so he knows all the. He likes to take things apart and put them back together.
He knows all the.
He knows all the wiring.
The wiring stuff.
The mechanical stuff in the car.
I can't. I actually learned how to drive for a whole year before I learned how to change put oil in my car.
Really?
And I ran out of gas and I had to have somebody help me put gas in my car. That's how I learned how to put gas in my car. Because nobody showed me. I guess it's something you should know.
No, it's not.
No? It's common that you don't know how to put gas in your car?
Case in point, my son, who will remain nameless, my older one, grew up in New Jersey where you don't pump your own gas.
Everything's self-serve or full-serve?
So when he came up here for a visit, he went to the gas station and just sat there for two hours.
Like,
and nobody came out. He called me from the gas station. He's like, Mom, there's no guy. Does that mean the gas station's closed? I'm like, you have to pump it yourself. I don't know how to do that. I'm like, okay. I had to walk him through it.
It's intimidating if you've never done it.
It is, because you don't want to put it in the wrong hole.
I know. There's so many holes in a car.
But there's only one for gas.
Yeah, but if you don't...
You don't have to open the hood.
That's true. I actually, I need to put oil in my car. This is why I said that I didn't have to change my oil until somebody had to show me, because I went into the Exxon gas station heading over from Nashua into Hudson.
Uh-huh.
You know that one on the left?
Yeah.
Going on 102. So I got onto that gas station and my oil light was on, so I ran in there and I asked them for
oil
and I needed a funnel. And they're like, why do you need a funnel? Like, they gave me a funnel and a paper one and a thing of oil, and I proceeded to go outside. I lifted up my hood.
And you didn't know where to put the oil.
I put the funnel inside the dipstick that's where I was putting the oil in.
Where you pull the dipstick out?
Yeah, not the big screw cap right next to it where you would put the oil in. So I got oil all over my engine. And
did you use the right kind of oil? Because there's